O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 8, verses 31 through 39. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Nothing Can Separate by Lucy Grimble and Matt Redman. This song beautifully sets today's Romans 8 text with a lively melody, backup choir, and full band. On the chorus, each melodic phrase ascends higher and higher, allowing the words, "no height, no depth, no width, no length, nothing can separate," to be aurally conveyed.
Thank you. 8:31-39. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He did not even spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also with him grant us everything? Who can bring an accusation against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is the one who died, but even more has been raised. He also is at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can affliction or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, because of you, we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. My kids are in a stage where bedtime every night is a negotiation. There's a routine. We read a story, we sing a song, we pray, and then they're supposed to go to sleep. But they usually try to prolong the putting down process as much as possible. My daughter Harper tries everything. She goes to the bathroom one more time, gets a drink of water, claims she doesn't remember that we prayed. Well, the other night, her stalling tactic was to claim that she was scared. After assuring her that there was nothing to be afraid of, Harper then asked, seemingly quite sincerely, "Is God always going to be with me?" After I assured her that he would, she was satisfied and went to sleep. But Harper's question is something that we all want to know. Will God always be with us? Well, according to our text today, the answer is an overwhelming yes. And amazingly, here we're not only assured that God is with us, but also that he is for us. And how can we be sure? Because he did not spare his own son, but graciously gave him up for us. And what about Jesus? Is he mad at us? Tired of the ways we tread on his sacrifice? Not at all. He died, he was raised, and he is now seated at the Father's right hand, interceding for us, for you. And we're told in this text of God's overwhelming love for us in Christ, and we're assured that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from it. So will God always be with you? Absolutely. So today, take comfort in the assurance of God's love for you and know that nothing will be able to separate you from it. Let's close now with this prayer from St. Patrick. May the power of God preserve us. May the wisdom of God instruct us and the way of God direct us. May the hand of God protect us and the host of God guard us against the snares of evil and the temptations of the world. Amen.